Protocol number 13, distractions. The need for daily bread forces the goyim to keep silence and be our humble servants. Agents take anon to our press from among the goyim will at our orders discuss anything which it is inconvenient for us to issue directly in official documents. And we, meanwhile, quietly amid the din of the discussion so raised, shall simply take and carry through such measures as we wish, and then offer them to the public as an accomplished fact. No one will dare to demand the abrogation of a matter once settled, all the more so as it will be represented as an improvement. And immediately the press will distract the current of thought towards new questions. Have we not trained people always to be seeking something new? Into the discussions of these new questions will throw themselves those of the brainless dispensers of fortunes, who are not able even now to understand that they have not the remotest conception about the matters which they undertake to discuss. Questions of the political are unattainable for any save those who have guided it already for many ages, the creators. From all this, you will see that in securing the opinion of the mob, we are only facilitating the working of our machinery. And you may remark that it is not for actions but for words issued by us on this or that question that we seem to seek approval. We are constantly making public declaration that we are guided in all our undertakings by the hope, joined to the conviction, that we are serving the common weal. In order to distract people who may be too troublesome from discussions of questions of the political, we are now putting forward what we allege to be new questions of the political, namely questions of industry. In this sphere, let them discuss themselves silly. The masses are agreed to remain inactive, to take a rest from what they suppose to be political activity, which we train them to in order to use them as a means of combating the goy governments. Only on condition of being found new employments in which we are prescribing them something that looks like the same political object. In order that the masses themselves may not guess what they are about, we further distract them with amusements, games, pastimes, passions, people's palaces. Soon we shall begin through the press to propose competitions in art, in sport of all kinds. These interests will finally distract their minds from questions in which we should find ourselves compelled to oppose them. Growing more and more disaccustomed to reflect and form any opinions of their own, people will begin to talk in the same tone as we, because we alone shall be offering them new directions for thought, of course, through such persons as will not be suspected of solidarity with us. The part played by the liberals, utopian dreamers, will be finally played out when our government is acknowledged. Till such time, they will continue to do us good service. Therefore, we shall continue to direct their minds to all sorts of vain conceptions of fantastic theories, new and apparently progressive. For have we not with complete success turned the brainless heads of the goyim with progress, till there it not among them be one mind available to perceive that under this work lies a departure from truth in all cases where it is not a question of material inventions? For truth is one, and in it there is no place for progress. Progress, like a fallacious idea, serves to obstruct truth so that none may know it except us, the chosen of God, its guardians. When we come into our kingdom, our orators will expound great problems which have turned humanity upside down in order to bring it at the end under our beneficent rule. Who will ever suspect, then, that all these peoples were stage managed by us according to political plan, which no one has so much as guessed at in the course of many centuries? Protocol number 14, assault on religion. When we come into our kingdom, it will be undesirable for us that there should exist any other religion than ours of the one God with whom our destiny is bound up by our position as the chosen people and through whom our same destiny is united with the destinies of the world. We must therefore sweep away all other forms of belief. If this gives birth to the atheists whom we see today, it will not, being only a transitional stage, interfere with our views, but will serve as a warning for those generations which will hearken to our preaching of the religion of Moses, that by its stable and thoroughly elaborated system has brought all the peoples of the world into subjection to us. Therein we shall emphasize its mystical right, on which, as we shall say, all its educative power is based. Then, at every possible opportunity, we shall publish articles in which we shall make comparisons between our beneficent rule and those of past ages. The blessings of tranquility, though it be a tranquility forcibly brought about by centuries of agitation, will throw into high relief the benefits that we shall point. The errors of the Goyim governments will be depicted by us in the most vivid hues. We shall implant such an abhorrence of them that the peoples will prefer tranquility in a state of serfdom to those rights of vaunted freedom which have tortured humanity and exhausted the very sources of human existence, sources which have been exploited by a mob of rascally adventurers who know not what they do. Useless changes of forms of government to which we instigated the Goyim when we were undermining their state structures will have so wearied the peoples by that time that they will prefer to suffer anything under us rather than run the risk of enduring again all the agitations and miseries they have gone through. At the same time, we shall not omit to emphasize the historical mistakes of the Goy governments, which have tormented humanity for so many centuries by their lack of understanding of everything that constitutes the true good of humanity in their chase after fantastic schemes of social blessings, and have never noticed that these schemes kept on producing a worse and never a better state of the universal relations which are the basis of human life. The whole force of our principles and methods will lie in the fact that we shall present them and expound them as a splendid contrast to the dead and decomposed old order of things in social life. Our philosophers will discuss all the shortcomings of the various beliefs of the Goyim, but no one will ever bring under discussion our faith from its true point of view, since this will be fully learned by none save ours, who will never dare to betray its secrets. In countries known as progressive and enlightened, we have created a senseless, filthy, abominable literature. For some time after our entrance to power, we shall continue to encourage its existence in order to provide a telling relief by contrast to the speeches, party program, which will be distributed from exalted quarters of ours. Our wise men, trained to become leaders of the Goyim, will compose speeches, projects, memoirs, articles, which will be used by us to influence the minds of the Goyim, directing them towards such understanding and forms of knowledge as have been determined by us. End of protocol number 14.